You tell me if I talked for too long.
No problem. Goed, we zijn aangekomen met de trein hier in Salisbury. Zometeen horen we van Dave Andrews, die ons hier tegemoet komt, hoe de stad eigenlijk heet op zijn Engels. We hebben een ritje achter de rug met de Eurostar. Daarna zijn we in St. Pancras met de metro gegaan naar Waterloo Station. En van daaruit rijdt er elk half uur een rechtstreekse trein naar Salisbury. Dus om het half uur. Hij doet er ongeveer 1 uur en 25 minuten over. Nu zijn we aangekomen in Salisbury. Dave Andrews, Salisbury is Wiltshire. There's a lot to see. Can you tell me some of the beautiful things here?
Yes, there is a lot to see. It's a big, big county. We're blessed with many tourist attractions. And I think one of the things we're famous for is our history and heritage. So we've got a World Heritage Site in Avebury and Stonehenge. Mm-hmm. Beautiful countryside. So the outdoors and beauty is another of our USPs. And we get many people coming here for our soft adventure and walking and cycling, horse riding, fishing, shooting are all very popular in Wiltshire. And then we've got beautiful market towns and lovely cities like this one here where we are today in Salisbury. Yeah.
What we hear, I think it was the cathedral.
It was the cathedral. We've got a rather nice view of it now, yeah, actually, from outside the Wardrobe Museum. Europe's tallest spire, home to the Magna Carta, one of the original Magna Cartas. And a fabulous attraction. The close that we're in is the biggest cathedral close in the country. Well known for it has exhibitions here and sculptures here. Salisbury is also home to the Salisbury International Arts Festival. Great selection of different types of accommodation, food and drink, independent shopping, and a fantastic location for anybody wanting to enjoy the outdoors as well. Mm.
It's for everyone. It's for young, for old, for elder people, and it has it all. It has culture, sports, etc. I think so.
Yeah, we get an awfully big, diverse group of visitors here. Very popular with British people, but this year we've already seen a lot more Europeans coming here this year, and from further afield. The Stonehenge and Salisbury Cathedral are both big draws. Stonehenge, of course, has just opened a new visitor centre. Okay. Everybody wants to see the new visitor centre. It's a fantastic... If you want to understand Stonehenge and the story behind Stonehenge, you've never been able to do that at Stonehenge before. The old visitor centre was very poor. Very, very, very poor. The new visitor centre...
Autobus and then you are at Stonehenge. But nowadays you have to go to the visitor centre because you have a lot of more information, I think.
Correct, yes. You have to go to the visitor centre now. It's 2 kilometres from the stones, but there's a great experience now where there's an exhibition. They've recreated Neolithic houses there. Mm-hmm. Great cafe as well, which there wasn't at the old place.
We will see it tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But I think that's a big draw for us. And we're getting more and more people that are wanting to see Stonehenge, but they want to understand not just Stonehenge, but... Mm. Its setting, where is it, and why was it in Wiltshire, and why is it here, and what's so special about Wiltshire that this one of the world's most globally recognised tourist attractions, why did they build it in Wiltshire? Well, there's a story here that more people want to come and understand why in Wiltshire, and what is it about this place, and the history and the heritage, and the beautiful countryside that encourage people to build Stonehenge here in the first place.
Yes, we're very lucky to be here for a couple of days, so we can see a lot of things, the experience of Wiltshire. At this moment, you told our listeners we are at the what museum?
It's the Rifles Museum. Yes, I think it's also called the Wardrobe Museum, but the Rifles Museum. Yes, and Wiltshire is very well associated with the military. Over a quarter of the British Army are based in Wiltshire now, and so we have a number of military museums, of which this is probably the best known museum here in Salisbury.
Voor onze Nederlandse luisteraars, wij doen niet alleen Stonehenge en de mooie kathedraal van Salisbury, maar ons doel deze keer is ook om de beide oorlogen, de wereldoorlog, een beetje in beeld te brengen. Want in België hebben we Ypres, in België hebben we het hele gebied rond de IJzer, maar hier in Engeland is tijdens de Tweede Wereldoorlog flink gevochten uiteraard, maar hier vond ook de voorbereiding plaats van de invasie. En er heel veel plaatsen hier, zoals Portsmouth en hier ook in Salisbury, zie je heel veel monumenten en herinneringen aan de tijd van de First en Second World War. Is dat correct?
Correct, ja. Yeah. Goed. Yeah.
Dus kom allemaal over in Wiltshire. You have a website?
We do, yeah. Visit wiltshire.co.uk. We're also very active on social media, of course. So Twitter, we're at Visit Wiltshire.
Okay, goed, dat was het. Dave, dankjewel.
Pleasure, thank you.
Thank you.